Good morning. Well, I watched a video last night that kind of explained everything down to a T, even to like the point of why we're wearing masks. And it's grim. It's grim if we don't stand up and refuse this shit. Did you know? And maybe a lot of y'all probably do know, which is makes me happy. But do you know that the reason why we're all wearing masks is to cover the lower part of your face? Damn it, I thought it was police. But to cover the lower part of your face, or half of your face, so that their cameras, their surveillance, their sensors, biometric sensors, can focus on reading your eyes and identifying you with your eyes. That's the whole reason why we're wearing masks. Because it makes everybody uniform, so to speak, as far as covering your face. So that they can practice their AI and set it all up right in front of your face, just like that. But yet there's still people out here who won't leave their house because they think some spooky ooky fucking virus is out there. It just boggles my fucking mind, man. And the fact that people will argue with you and be like, oh, well, my friend died of it. Yeah, but you don't realize that the test isn't testing for the thing that's supposed to be testing for. Say that fucking 3 times. To believe that it could happen. I don't know, man. It's like, I get it, but I don't get it. You know, it just doesn't make sense to me why somebody can't see what they're doing. You know, and they gradually do it, you know. Little drop here, little drop there, little drop there. But they're snatching away every time that they do that. I mean, very, very soon, they're going to force us to take a vaccine. And you're saying, well, no, they can't do that. They can't do that. Oh, no. They won't make it law, but they'll make it so, oh, sorry, sir, but you can't come back to work unless you take this shot. You're a risk to everybody around you. Or, sorry, you can't go grocery shopping because you're a risk to everybody because you didn't get a shot. But yet, the science behind it is, well, if you get the shot, you're immune to it because your body makes antibodies and everything's gravy. But no, this will be something that they're implementing and giving you every year, just like the flu, just like this, just like that, just like all the other 100,000 vaccines they have out there. And people just don't see it. People just don't see it. I feel like I'm at the point, and it's going to be real hard, and maybe I'll fight it for a little bit, but I'm at the point where I'm ready to just drop all my shit and go. Where, I'm not really sure. But I want to drop my shit and go. I'm just not sure the safest place. place to go. So if anybody out there watches this and knows some safe spots, get at me in my DMs on Instagram. Well, I'm putting this on both platforms, but don't tell me shit in the DMs. Like, you get what I'm saying. You're smart enough to know that. They're gonna own everything. They're gonna own your water. They're gonna own your food. I mean, they pretty much do now anyway. You know, but what's gonna happen is there's gonna be, you know, I guess for instance, like just huge taxes on certain things, like property. And apparently, you can't get mortgages right now, or if it's really hard to, or something. I'm not really. I don't know that market. I've never bought a house before. But they're going to make it to the point where people who live in rural counties, you know, around the woods or close to, you know, nature, they're going to push us all into the cities. And the reason why they're going to push us into the cities is because it's so much easier to surveil you and keep track of you and tag you and ID you every block that you go, because there's a camera every 20 feet. Not to mention, you know, biometrics that are scanning everybody right now and programming the system or whatever program it is to recognize you, you know. They show us what's happening in China. It's exactly what's happening here. It's just frustrating, you know? You know, like, I get that there's other things happening in the world. None of those things are going to matter. At all. I mean, at all. You got to understand that. They are switching and changing the whole fucking system. They want us to be to the point where you don't own anything, you won't be able to own anything. Everything is going to be rented. And at that point, how can you even call yourself a human? When everything that you touch is owned by something. And eventually there's going to be just... Think about this. Well, we got to go back down to 25% capacity at the restaurants and food places because... you know, we're not trying to kill a bunch of people. But what they're doing, just like this guy said in the video, those places, to turn a nice profit and to continue to thrive, they need to pack the joint out. They need to have waiting lists. You know, I mean, it gets them the most money. The people who work there, you know, get the most tips. Obviously not always, because you have certain people, but you get what I'm saying, generally speaking. But those people aren't allowed to do that right now. It's, you know, fill up a quarter of it, a half of it, or whatever, and that's all you get. And you'll never make a profit. And then eventually what's going to happen, you know, very, very slowly, is it'll eventually just die off. You know, you slowly starve anybody. And they're gonna it's gonna prolong their death, because that's the outcome. Is they're gonna get all these rest. I mean, just imagine 2-3 years from now. Probably maybe even faster, because it's not all gonna happen at once. Obviously, it's definitely gonna be this chain goes down, and then this chain goes down, and then this chain goes down slowly, and eventually, there's nothing going to be left but these huge corporations minus the ones that they own, you know, as far as the food stores and shit. And then eventually when it's all set in place, all that's going to happen, all the thing that's going to be left is get a job at some huge corporation and work for the system or work for the government. And those are going to be the only jobs that are left. And that's how they're going to get us into the cities and, you know, and pile us all on top of each other so that they can have surveillance on us 24/7. Not to mention, when you get the vaccine, that now you have nanotechnology within your, synthetic nanotechnology within your, within your DNA that changes you from 100% human to, I don't know, less than 100% human, which makes you a chimera, a hybrid, whatever you want to call it. Maybe chimera is not the right word. I don't know. Whatever. But from there, track. I've just got a lot of shit going through my mind. But once you take that thing and you become less of a 100% human, then they own patents on everything. So technically, you become a part. Owned. You know, you become a piece, because you got to understand that humans are the problem, at least in their eyes, not in our eyes, obviously. And they're going to do everything to kill us off. They're going to do everything to lower the population so that their technology, 5G, the surveillance, the military, you know, technology, you know, I forgot what it's called, the technology where they beam a fucking frequency at you and it makes your water boil in your skin and it burns like hell. It feels like you're on fire. You know, those are going to be set up in all areas. And all they got to do is when everybody rises up, boom, turn them all on and everybody goes apeshit and runs for the hills. Like, people don't understand this shit, man. People don't realize that our own military technology is being used upon us. Tell me how that makes sense. Don't forget about the social credit score, or credit system, whatever you want to call it, where you're judged on how many points you have for the system, and that depends on, and that'll depend whether you live nicely or don't. But this is also after the shot. A lot of things that are going to be implemented, you know, before all this gets into place. Realize that 2025 is a milestone marker. 2030 is a milestone for these people setting up their thing. They give it to you all bubbly and flowers and everything's fucking absolutely dandy. We're going to this new, brave, awesome fucking world where we're all going to be so happy. But remember, they're satanic, so everything's opposite. Remember that. So every time you hear, I could even, like, I mean, I don't know how the system works intricately, but, I think that they do this on purpose, as far as, here's a $600 stimulus check, which obviously everyone's going to be like, oh, what the fuck, that doesn't do shit, what is that going to do? blah, blah, blah. So they complain. And then who steps up? Mr. Trump. Oh, no, we need $2,000. But really, what's happening is that we're like voluntarily asking them to destroy the system faster because they're just printing money and just giving it to us. You know, I could be wrong, you know, but from what I understand, I mean, it's gonna ruin what's left. And we just ask for it, you know, but that's how they do it. And they don't like, they push it upon us, but in the end, we have to accept it or silently consent. And that's how they're able to do this on us. But if we just stood up and said, hey, fuck you, we're not doing this no more, then everything stops. I mean, right now, at this point in time, not everything's set in place. A lot is set in place, but not a lot, not enough. We could all stand up and it would be over because we outnumber them badly, badly. Why do you think they're setting this whole prison state up? Why do you think they want to watch you and surveil you 24/7, 365? Because the minute you start talking that shit and you're getting out of line, quote unquote, they'll send for you. Whether it's drones, whether it's robots, whether it's whatever, military, they're going to send for you. They're building, FEMA is building these little huts, one-room huts that probably have a bathroom and maybe a stove in there. Probably just a microwave. And people who act up, people who go against the system, people who do this, people who do that, you're going to be thrown in there. Realize that. I don't give a fuck what you think. That's what's going to happen. And yes, it's safe to have guns. I'm not saying it's not safe to have guns and not to protect yourself. But the way that they, I mean, they're not stupid fucking beings. I'm not going to call them human, because they're not. Because what human wants to enslave its own race? It doesn't make sense, you know? So you got to understand that they're not human. They look human, but you got to understand how this world works. It's all frequency, energy, light. They cloak. Sounds like some James Bond shit, but they cloak. But I don't know, man. It's just, it's to the point that, like, it's now or never, y'all. I mean, really. And I know everybody's like, oh, you're not doing much. You're just making videos. Well, yeah, I mean, that's the first thing, is to become aware. Once you become aware, people wake up. Once you wake up, people stand up. Once you stand up, shit gets shut the fuck down. Get there, you know? Shit ain't a game no more. I mean, it ain't been a game for a minute. But we just gotta realize what the fuck's happening and then start making changes. Or saying, you know what? Fuck you. You don't wanna believe it? You don't gotta believe it. But what we're going to do is, everybody who does believe it, we're all going to get together somewhere. We're going to buy land, or we're going to just steal land, one of the two. And we're all going to join together. And we're going to make our own world. Yes, it's going to take a lot, but that doesn't matter. We ain't got no choice. I don't think you want to be a slave for the rest of your eternity. Regeneration technology. I mean, think about it. You go to prison and they send you, they give you 3 life sentences, and you're like, well, shit, I'm gonna die. I'll die way before that. Well, no, they'll regenerate you, put your ass back in there, and make you suffer. And you think that's crazy? You don't even know the half. That's just a small portion of the torture that they can do. Not to mention they can upload your brain and your consciousness into a prison program. And you can sit there for 3,000 years. But in the real world, it's only under a minute. Or they could just lock you in there and you never get out. Imagine that. It runs real deep. Real fucking deep. People gotta understand that shit. That's why I make these videos. That's why I ask y'all to share these videos. Because people need to hear this shit. If you don't want to share it for whatever reason, then take what I'm saying, make another video, and keep it moving. I'm looking for views, but I'm looking for views because I want to get the message out. I don't care about being famous. I don't want to be famous. It's not what I want. I just want to get the message out to enough people so that we have enough to change the game. Because remember, your mind is powerful. Put your mind to certain things, you can do whatever you want, right? Well, we can do the same thing. Don't ever let nobody tell you, oh, I'm just little old me. Yeah, but if it's little old us, it's a whole different ballgame. But y'all have a good day. I am going into work. I just wanted to get that out of my mind. I was tortured in my sleep. I don't know what. I don't remember exactly. I was like half awake, half asleep. And I felt the need to make this. So something happened in my sleep that pushed me to do this. But y'all have a good day.